I graduated from college with a bachelor's degree in philosophy. The first question people usually asked was, "What are you going to do with that?" Fair question. But at the time, I wasn't thinking primarily about a career. I wanted to wrestle with new ideas, challenge my assumptions, and meet new people. That's what college can be at its best. It's not simply a credential or a return on investment. It's a chance to examine ideas for yourself rather than through someone else's interpretation, discover new ways of seeing the world, and ultimately develop expertise. Today, more young people are asking a different question. Is college worth it? Research from the Brookings Institution, the Lumina Foundation, and others points to rising cost, student debt, and uncertainty about future careers, all legitimate concerns. But I think another cultural shift is also shaping this conversation, the growing celebration of anti-intellectualism. In 2020, Elon Musk argued that college is unnecessary because knowledge is free and credential requirements are excessive. He even encouraged young people to consider dropping out, pointing to folks like Bill Gates and Steve Jobs, as though professional expertise requires less, not more preparation, and once-in-a-generation exceptions are a blueprint for everyone else. This week, President Donald Trump, citing his own opinion, weakened vaccination requirements for children while setting aside decades of scientific research and medical expertise. If I were a teenager today, I'd have to wonder, why spend years developing expertise if expertise itself can be brushed aside whenever it's inconvenient? Sure, colleges and universities have work to do to regain public trust, but the rest of us have a responsibility too. When we stop valuing knowledge and expertise, we shouldn't be surprised when fewer people see the value in pursuing it. I'm Joseph Flynn, and that's my perspective.